Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Anxious and Depressed Club. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's face it, navigating this crazy modern world can feel like running a marathon in flip-flops. We're constantly bombarded with information, pressure to be on 24/7, and the never-ending scroll of social media that can leave us feeling more drained than energized. That's why today we're diving into something super important: self-care. And no, I'm not talking about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. We're going deeper, exploring what truly nourishes our minds, bodies, and souls in this fast-paced world. Now, you might be thinking, Laura, I'm already swamped. Where am I supposed to find time for self-care? And trust me, I hear you. But here's the thing. Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's like refueling your car. If you don't, eventually, you're going to run out of steam. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you weave self-care into the fabric of your daily life. 1. Redefine self-care. Ever felt like there's a pressure to do all these elaborate things for self-care? You know, the ones that take hours and involve expensive ingredients or retreats in Bali? Listen, those are great if they work for you, but true self-care doesn't have to be complicated. It's about tuning into what truly makes you feel good. Maybe it's a 10-minute meditation session, taking a brisk walk in nature, reading a chapter of your favorite book before bed, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. It's about honoring your needs and finding joy in the simple things. 2. Boundaries are your BFF. We live in a world where it's easy to feel pulled in every direction. Work emails at midnight. Family demands. Social obligations that never seem to end. Setting boundaries is crucial for protecting your mental and emotional well-being. Learn to say no gracefully, delegate tasks when possible, and carve out time for yourself even if it's just 30 minutes a day to recharge. Remember, you have the right to protect your energy and prioritize your own needs. 3. Embrace imperfection. This one is huge, folks. We're constantly bombarded with images of perfect lives on social media, which can leave us feeling inadequate and stressed. But here's the truth. Perfection is a myth. Embrace your flaws, celebrate your quirks, and remember that it's okay to not be okay sometimes. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be to a good friend. 4. Move your body. This isn't about hitting the gym for hours on end unless that's your jam. It's about finding activities that you genuinely enjoy and that make your body feel good. Whether it's dancing like nobody is watching, taking a hike in the woods, or simply going for a walk around the block, movement can have a powerful impact on your mood, energy levels, and overall well-being. 5. Connect with others. We are social creatures, and human connection is essential for our happiness and well-being. Make time for meaningful relationships, whether it's catching up with friends, having dinner with family, or joining a club or group that shares your interests. Think about a time when you were feeling overwhelmed and stressed. What did you do to try and cope? Did you retreat into yourself, binge-watch Netflix all day, or reach out to someone for support? For me, there was this one particularly stressful week at work where I felt like I was drowning in emails and deadlines. I remember coming home each night feeling completely drained. I tried pushing through it, thinking that if I just worked harder, things would eventually get better. But honestly, it was a recipe for burnout. Instead of succumbing to the stress spiral, I decided to take a step back and prioritize self-care. I started going for walks in the park during my lunch break, which helped me clear my head and feel more centered. I also made an effort to connect with friends and family, just to talk about things that had nothing to do with work. These small acts of self-care made a huge difference in helping me manage the stress and regain a sense of balance. So remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for your well-being. By prioritizing yourself and making time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, you're setting yourself up for success not just in your career, but in all aspects of your life. Now, go out there and take care of yourselves. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here with you every step of the way. Share this episode with someone who might find it helpful, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join me again tomorrow for another dose of real talk about navigating the ups and downs of life.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.